The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where diversity and opportunity are one. From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr., and welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, where we hope to make businesses profitable by coming to the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. That's right where I'm at. I'm the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. And because I'm the president, I'm bringing in one of our best members today, Mr. James Steiner. He's the founder and CEO of Alliance Group International. James, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, Carl. It's a pleasure and honor to be here with you at the Worldwide Tower headquarters.
I love it.
Of the chamber. But, you know, I've, for the past 35 years, it's all about growth, right? So I'm just passionate about bringing efficiencies and productivity to businesses, profit and for nonprofit, you know, faith-based type organizations. But had the pleasure of just working with over 600 firms, you know, over 130 startups, you know, here in the Valley since 1980.
Wow, you don't look that old, James.
No. you know, by the grace of God.
Thank you. But go ahead.
Yeah. So really what it's about is just understanding where organizations are at, what's their vision, what's their mission, you know, where are they in their life cycle? Yeah. You know, it's just fascinating. So I had the pleasure of, you know, working with mega companies, you know, Oracle, HP, you know, all the way down to, like I said, startups.
Yeah.
You know, just a crazy guy with a credit card to a VC firm is coming in. And so he definitely needs to get his act together in the sense of going to market.
Well, that's important for us because James knows that you're here in Silicon Valley. If you don't have a go-to-market strategy, I mean, that could kill your company. And James, that's he specializes in that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the San Francisco, especially the Northern California, right? It's the ninth largest country in the world. Mm-hmm. The San Francisco Bay Area, the velocity which we move, you know, and we plan and we execute is just ferocious. Mm-hmm. So you really have to bring it here, you know, versus other markets.
Yeah. You know, the one thing we like to do, James, here for all of our listeners, as you hear this, for those of you who are thinking about going into business, please make sure you get James' information when he gives it before we go to break. And for those who are already in business, you want to think about what James is going to say about growing. Now, we know at the Chamber, we'll put together workshops where we help people start, finance, grow, and even exit their business. James is a specialist in all those areas, but growing your business is that's his real specialty. So tell us a little bit about James. How would someone try to grow their business using the chamber or your organization?
Well, you know, that's probably one of the main reasons why I'm here. You know, I've seen other chambers and business organizations, and it's nice. People get together, sing kumbaya, you know, and it's warm and fuzzy. But what I love about you, Carl, and your organization is it's intentional. It's how do we generate revenue? How do we, it is about relationship. So it's not just about, you know, blow and go and, you know, hit the financial objectives. It's also about, you know, supporting the community, you know, as you grow in your relationship. So that's one thing I really love about your organization on how you knit that and how people do achieve their objectives through real business relationships.
Man, I love that, James. You know, James and I were talking a little bit earlier James is helping me with some of the strategies that the chamber is trying to execute, not only locally, regionally, but actually internationally. Do you want to say anything about that, James? Because you have experience doing that.
Yeah, I think the number one problem is you know too many people. I mean, it's just fascinating from, you know, South America and North America. I mean, just because let's admit it, you know, not only is Carl a handsome man, but the Silicon Valley Black Chamber is in the midst of Silicon Valley. And everybody wants to engage. Everybody wants to get somehow plugged in or siphon off that momentum, you know, and that the power that it brings. And so people are really using, looking for Carl to be that platform, that portal.
Well, those people are looking for me. I'm going to turn you on to Mr. James Steiner of Alliance Group International because he's the one that can really help you. James, is there something that that you'd like to share with the listeners that you feel goes across all platforms? You know, when you're talking about financing your business, growing your business, exiting your business, there's something you want to say specific about that?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is that when I'm meeting with anyone from a founder, right, of a startup, for-profit, nonprofit, to even a North America president for it, you know, when you really ask them, you know, what is that vision and that mission, you know, those components are, you know, clarity is mission critical. What's also fascinating is that when it comes to existing clients, as well as new business, as well as channel strategies, it's just interesting how, you know, small, medium organizations, they really don't have certain expertise in those areas. And even getting more opportunity, more proliferation, more impact with existing clients, it's amazing how sometimes the attitude is you know, new is better versus, you know, it's over 65% more effective to sell to an existing client. And again, if you're dealing with a division of Hewlett Packard, how do you go through the enterprise? If you're dealing with one organization, how do you go vertical? How do you become a thought leader in that vertical? And then on new business development, that time to revenue. You know, there is not a defined sales process. There's not a defined, you know, messaging and so on and so forth. Those components that need to be, you know, instead of, oh, you know what, I'll show up and I'll wing it and try to make it happen. Your closing ratio, you know, should be over 30-something% if you got the right pre, during, and post strategies. And then the channels. You know, Carl, this is something that people need to watch you to experience, is that the alliances, strategic alliances, somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. How do we educate, motivate, and leverage, you know, that channel, you know, strategic alliances? Not that they're going to buy, but their customers should be buying from us. So when I look at time to revenue and when I look at, you know, proliferation goals, which maybe nonprofits have versus, you know, corporate, you know, it's about revenue. And, you know, what am I going to hit this quarter, next quarter? It's just amazing how there are tons of room for more efficiency, more productivity in those three areas.
Man, I love that, James, because in Silicon Valley, people love to lean on technology. You have clients, you're going to technology, you're trying to use Facebook, you're trying to tweet, you're on the internet, you're trying to get newer clients. And what you just said is the existing clients you have, how can you develop better, deeper relationships? Go ahead, James, tell me.
Well, you know, something as simple as a CRM system. You know, most entrepreneurs, man, are scared to death, right? Oh my gosh, here's the elephant. How do I eat this thing? Well, there's actually free CR systems and minimal. And obviously you've got the Mac daddy of them all, you know, Salesforce, which in 1999, my company was retained to help generate leads for Salesforce.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing, man. You know, because nobody knew what the whole SaaS model. What do you mean you don't own it? What do you mean it's over there, you know, on a server? What? You know, and look at them now. You know, they're leading. But we help organizations determine what they need, help them develop and deploy those. And wow, that's the vault. That's the harvest field that really helps your organization grow.
Now, for those services, James, I would imagine it sounds like you're doing a lot for businesses. Is that something that the small and micro small business person could afford? And we know what you said about HP and some of those companies, but what about the small and micro small? Is that something they could afford working with you?
Yeah, that's one of our passions, is working with entrepreneurs and founders. And so we can play coach. We can play, you know, just a, like an hourly kind of a coach, make recommendations, or we could be a full turnkey end-to-end solution where we help you develop it, document it, and deploy it. It just depends on scope, budget, and vision.
Well, can we do this before we go to break? Can you give them your phone number or your email or Facebook?
Sure, sure. If they just go to alliancegroup.net, alliancegroup.net, and they can just go to contact me and send me an email and or go contact you, and I'll love to follow up with them.
Oh, well, if you want to contact us, you know our our website, right? I got to get that right. Our website is blackchamber.com. So you go to blackchamber.com or call us at 408-288-8806. James, before we go to break, I want to just throw one more thing at you, because when we go to break, for those who know, I'm going to talk about the business of ministry. I know you're a big believer, James, and I want to see how you bring business and ministry together. And give us a little tease before we go to break.
Yeah, there's over 2,300 scriptures in God's word about money. And like 200 and something on love and 365 on fear. So God meant for us to be prosperous so that we could be a blessing to the kingdom, our churches, our parachurch ministries. And yeah, I'd love to talk about that, about making impact in the community.
Okay, we'll be right back. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
This is Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com, or call 408-288-8806. Now, back to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
We're back. Silicon Valley Business Connections. Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr., and I got my guest in, Mr. James Steiner. He's the founder and CEO of Alliance Group International. And before we went to break, James says something very interesting. He started talking about a subject of business and ministry. And that's always been fascinating to me, to understand how could business practices and principles be lined up with ministry. James, give us like a view of that. What does that really look like?
Sure. Well, you know, I personally believe and from scriptures that, you know, ministry is our dad's business. And the best practices still apply, except for you add the word pray. You pray, you plan, and you execute. And sometimes you've got to wait, and sometimes the answer comes quickly, and you know, the doors are open, and it's time to rock and roll. But what's fascinating is it's the same infrastructure, right? It's still about, you know, so what is that vision? What is that mission? It's a little bit more about proliferation, right? A little bit more about encouraging and equipping others. But it's about sharing information. So why not utilize the same best practices that grows all organizations? You know, that there's spiritual universal truths to that. And and a lot of the faith-based organizations, you know, our brothers and sisters have awesome, you know, hearts and wants and passions, but, you know, they may not be the person for the job to pray, plan, and execute all components. So they too need wise counsel. They too need wisdom and discernment, fail fast, adjust the process. And, you know, they have existing, you know, people they're trying to encourage and equip. They're looking for new people to encourage and equip. And this is going to sound familiar. And their strategic alliances they need to know so that they could leverage their energy, you know, their pool, and their ministry. Right. So it's the same as business. You've got existing clients, you've got new, and then you have strategic alliances and channel strategies. And a lot of times the average faith-based organization is, you know, barely, you know, getting it done in that core, you know, product and service development. If I can put it in a business term.
No, I like the way you said that, because earlier when we were talking about planning and executing, and you put pray, plan, and execute. And then you led into all those same principles by encouraging and equipping others. I mean, that's what we do in business. That's what management is all about. You want to encourage and equip somebody else to actually do the work, which reminds me of a little story. When I went to Argentina with Ed Silvoso, I met a gentleman by the name of Jose Sanz, and he was the CEO of the International Christian Chamber of Commerce. So for those listeners who are out there, there is a International Christian Chamber of Commerce, too. Is there anything else, James, you want to say about that? Because I know, you know, that's been your heart, and you've worked with men's ministries and making that transition from working in business and then trying to organize men, which is like herding cats. Go ahead, James.
Well, you know, Matthew 28, right? Go make disciples. Disciples that make disciples. And, you know, depending on what your faith belief is, you know, if Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, it's real simple. You know, so trying to love the unlovable and provide and guide is mission critical. And it's about touching the community and just sharing who Christ is and who we are through him. So the men's ministry component is all about, you know, the creator of the universe says, I've given you all authority, really. You know, most men are dealing with spirit of inadequacy, you know, unmet expectations, betrayal, anger, rage, and this whole lust thing, man, is just out of control. And then they try to be husbands, and then they try to be dads, and then they need to be effective in the workplace. Oh, by the way, I think there's a hobby in there somewhere. Not, you know. And again, the Bay Area just brings a whole different velocity of life, man. So if you ain't plugged into the Creator, if you don't really know who you are, dude, you will get smoked here. And so that's why, you know, no man should fight alone. Yeah. And men are starving for brotherhood. But, you know, that's part three of the presentation, bro. We'll talk later.
I love that because I know there are listeners out there. Some of them are, you know, high-level managers. Some of them are CEOs. And when you have a high-level manager and a CEO that knows how to organize and go to market and take strategies out to the public— And then you go to a church. Many times church pastors won't let those people lead because they haven't taken what? Bible study 101, James? Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Yep. And you know, our pastors, you know, desperately need strong men around them to help him pray, plan, and execute. You know, the same with these parachurch ministries. There's some real worthy causes. You know, this whole sex trafficking thing is a savage, and obviously hunger and so forth. And the Christian community supports and rocks these, you know, here throughout the Bay. So no matter what your passion is, there's a place for you to serve. But if that organization isn't prepared for onboarding volunteers and processing your energy, your resources, and your skill sets, you know, it's frustrating. Yeah. And so they desperately need that onboarding as well.
Yeah. And I was thinking about that when you were saying it. I was thinking about money management.
Yeah.
When I think about that, you know, when I think about a business trying to manage its money, and I think about churches and ministries trying to manage their money. What have you seen in that area? Is there anything you could say about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, when you look at Facebook, you know, they've got billions going out. Now, once you mention the F word, faith, you know, yeah, we don't give to any of that. Oh, okay, really? You know, I mean, the average church that has a food shelter program, I mean, wow, you're not going to fund that? Mm-hmm. It's one of the most efficient, productive on the planet. And so, you know, a lot of people give money, you know, but here in Silicon Valley, where what, 2/3 of all the VC capital is, mm-hmm. it's one of the least giving places on the planet.
I know.
With
man.
The most wealthiest. And when I heard those stats, it just.
I saw some numbers said 76,000 million and billionaires here in Silicon Valley. 76,000 million and billionaires. And yet almost 1/3 of the people in Silicon Valley need government assistance.
Yeah.
So, James, now what do you have for ministries? Earlier you talked about being able to offer some tools that would bless businesses. But what do you have for ministries?
Great question. Thank you for throwing that up there, brother. So my wife and I created an organization called Ministry Alliance Network, and it's about equipping kingdom builders. And that's good old Ephesians 4:12, right? To equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ. So there's some churches that we've worked with, talked about growth, being intentional. In the sense of how we, you know, every person bring a person. When it also comes to helping nonprofit 501c3s, you know, faith based and even non faith based, you know, such as yourself, brother. You know, we love helping the community aspect of it. Again, it's like a small business. You know, that vision, that's mission. You know, what does your 12-month calendar look like? You know, what are budgets? And when they're done laughing and then crying, you know, we try to reverse engineer, you know, what can they do with what they have with where they're at? And then when it comes to men's ministry specifically, that's a passion I have. You know, we have a database of over 3,000 churches in Northern California that we try to help them pray, plan, and execute a vibrant ministries to men. So men have a place to process, safe place, and really to be able to release all kinds of junk in their trunk, if you will, and then to receive the promise, that peace, that joy, and that fruitfulness. And that's really, you know, my golf. That's my passion.
I have a bracelet on. Didn't you do a R3 conference, James?
Yes.
Where did you do that at? And what's the status of doing those?
Yeah. There's something called an R3 conference, and it stands for Revive, Restore, and Relaunch, which desperately, you know, most of us men, we need that daily, and God provides it. So an R3 conference is a one-day event, you know, keynote speaker, 8 breakout speakers. And we did those. We did about 60 of those throughout Northern California. And I had the pleasure of doing that a few times in the South Bay with an organization called Backum, which you're familiar with, Carl, a little bit.
Backum, yeah. What's that called? Bay Area Coalition of Men's Ministry?
Yeah. And Chris...
Chris Stambaugh.
Yeah, right, right.
Whoa, and Felix Jasso.
And Terry Rutledge.
Yes.
Yes. Tall, good-looking guy. yeah, very, very fruitful. And again, the workplace needs, you know, consistent, stable men. And the women working in the workplace need consistent, stable men.
I'm glad you said that because I didn't want it to be just like a man's thing. Because in actuality, you know, we're talking about business, women in business. I mean, women are becoming some of the better leaders in business.
Yep.
And this same thing, all these gifts and skills that you're putting together, you know, you may have a gift, but you have to learn this skill of how to manage and be a good person in business to be profitable. Because at the end of the day, if you can't make money, you're not in business.
Amen. Yeah, what that old saying is, you're officially out of business when there's no cash. But you're absolutely correct. I mean, some of the smartest people on the planet I've ever worked with were sisters.
Yeah, we'll talk to the audience a little bit because the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, even though we're a nonprofit, James has come along and he's advised me on many of the programs and the things we're doing at the chamber. Is there anything you want to share, James, to give some opportunities to people? Because, you know, we're doing events like Blacks in Business, Blacks in Technology. We're also producing the first Bay Area Black Youth Techathon. And we produced a grant writing workshop earlier this year, and James came along and he helped us put these things together. Like any other thing, all these things, you have to lay them out. You have to plan it. So there's planning and executing, and James just added prayer to it. So what else could you do, James?
Well, I think what's mission critical now for your programs, Carl, is funding. You know, so here we are with all these millionaires and these Silicon Valley giants and the impact that you're making from that seventh grade level to anchor these kids to stay in school. There is a path. There is hope. Look at this. Look at this organization. They're waiting for you. And then when it comes to dealing with the small entrepreneurs from the incubators to the launch to that 10-year-old company that is just stagnant, they need to go to the next level or die. Those are the organizations that have been that you have been able to encourage and equip, and we love to support them as well. So I think getting funding for these programs and talking to Carl about a strategic, you know, PR, marketing communication type platform. So when an organization does give money, or they're being blessed, they're being proliferated on. No. These people put their money where their mouth is, where they put some of their employees' time to help the Black Chamber to rock it.
Well, you know, it goes both ways. We know that people in Silicon Valley, people hear terms and they hear terms about investing. They hear terms like ROI. And that's what we're about. We're about giving people a return on their investment. I think about companies who talk about diversity and inclusion. I think about those companies who want to learn about how do I best hire folks that look a little differently. And we know some of the challenges they have, not only in hiring, but in retention. But that mosaic of bringing different people together, different thoughts together, that's powerful. And that, James, affects the bottom line. We know that.
Big time.
You know, before we go, James, because we only got probably about a minute, but I want you to give your web address again. And if you have a number, too.
Sure.
Or you can go to the chambers.
Yeah, you can definitely go to the chamber. Alliance Group International is our business side of the website. And Ministry Alliance is the faith base. But hey, just if you Google James Steiner, you'll be able to find me normally in Northern Cal.
Anything else you want to say, James, before
that's
we
it.
Close
just
it up?
Thank you very much, Carl, for doing what you're doing. Appreciate you being a light on the hill. And giving us the opportunity to share.
Well, we appreciate you, James. We're out of time right now. But for those of you who would like to hear this show again or pass it on to someone else so they can hear it, you can actually go to blackchamber.com and look under radio, and we have podcast listings. So not only can you listen to this show, you can listen to previous shows too. So until next week, all I got to say is stay connected. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806. Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected, Silicon Valley Business Connections.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.